from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's only been two quarterbacks outside of Mahomes and Brady in the last 10 years to win an AFC Championship game. Those two names are Peyton Manning and Joe Burrow. Outside of that, the AFC Championship winner for quarterback has been Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady. Impressive, yes, no, impressive, I would say.
Very.
Right? Or more so dominant. The thing that's interesting is in the last 10 years in the NFC, 9 quarterbacks have won the NFC Championship game. Nine, right? Because Brock Purdy was 2023, Garoppolo was 2019. Eagles won it in 22, Rams in 21, Bucks in 2020, Niners again in 19, Rams in 18, 17 was Philadelphia, Atlanta in 16, Carolina in 15, and then 14 was
Carolina
Seattle.
Won the NFC in 2015.
Yeah, they went 15-1.
I MVP, totally forgot about
MVP
that.
Cam Newton. Yeah. They went 15-1 and then got blasted in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl by Denver. What was that, like 46-3 or
it
something like that?
No, that was the Seahawks. That was the Seahawks got destroyed Denver. Yeah.
Okay. Carolina lost to Denver's Von Miller was the MVP of that game. And then Cam Newton refused to answer questions at the end after he had been vibrantly loud the entire season on his MVP ride. And then he got asked one question. He got up and walked away. And that was the end of Cam Newton.
Hey, look, I'm just going to say you judge somebody's character by the tough times, not about the good times. Yeah. Everybody's good and wins. How do you behave in losses? Marshall Faulk was like that when the Rams lost to the Patriots in that Super Bowl. I remember Marshall Faulk at the podium being a total jerk to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, your true colors really show out in a loss, man.
I just think it's impressive about how good, you know, for me, the Chiefs have been. Because, you know, you look at the AFC Championship winners and, you know, it's Chiefs, Bengals, Chiefs, and then it's Patriots, Broncos, Patriots, right? And even in that 2015 year, it wasn't really Peyton Manning, you know, honing down the championship. It was more like a Brock Osweiler than the playoffs started. Like, all right, we'll just throw screens and crossing routes that are 7 yards and let the defense take over. And they did win the Super Bowl.
It's still amazing that they were able to do that with no neck Manning out there, right? Like, that was crazy.
He was awful.
Right. But what's crazy about this is that, and we can have this toss-up discussion right now, where are the best quarterbacks in the NFL the last 7 years been represented?
Yeah, it's right here.
In the AFC.
Yeah, it's the AFC. I mean, it's lopsided, too.
Right. And yet one seems to be the one that reigns supreme, and he plays football at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. That's Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Whereas he's doing that against Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Justin Herbert, I guess, now Aaron Rodgers, maybe, and all these names, and now C.J. Stroud's in the mix, Trevor Lawrence.
All AFC quarterbacks.
All in the AFC, yet none of them have gotten wise and said, you know what, I don't want the contract extension. I'm going to test free agency because I want to go to the NFC where I actually might have a chance, where it's been 8 different quarterbacks have been represented in the AFC Championship.
Like, really household names, like Garoppolo, Brock Purdy.
Brady was one with Tampa, obviously.
Obviously Tom.
And, you know, the other one was like Jalen Hurts when the Eagles did it.
Right.
Russell Wilson with the Seahawks. But Cam Newton, Matt Ryan with the Falcons. You also had Matt Stafford with the Rams. So, I mean, outside of that,
Goff with the Rams.
Right. It was Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. See how he does this year. Garoppolo, Newton, Matt Ryan, and it just seems like all those guys that we just mentioned had like 1 year and then just kind of fizzled out.
Fizzled out. Went away. Whereas, that's the NFL, you
right?
know? Like, so this is why I still don't understand why Aaron Rodgers wanted to be traded to the Jets. Like, I know he went to Cal and he fancies himself smart and licks toads, but you chose to go to an AFC team when it has Mahomes and Allen and Burrow and Lamar at the top of that AFC, where you could have easily gone to San Francisco or another NFC team and gone in there and had a better opportunity to win, unless the Jets were the only team that were willing to give Aaron Rodgers everything that he wanted, which may be the case because the Jets are the most desperate organization in American professional sports.
Right.
And so they may have been the ones that kowtowed to Rodgers the best, but you went to Cal, bro. Like, you made a stupid decision going to the AFC because you're not even the best quarterback in your own division at this point in time.
That's fair. I mean,
and that's coming from me, and I'm not a huge Josh Allen fan, but I know he's much better than Aaron Rodgers is. Like,
thank you.
You start to look and say, you chose the Jets? Why? I mean, I never understood that one. Never understood it for Aaron Rodgers.
I think it's great too, because how many times when we you know, look at like why it's so obvious, like we look at the Royals, for instance, let's take the Royals. The year they finally get good again, their division seems to be the best division in the American
League. I know, right?
Now you can say the AL East, but whatever. And then
the AL East, I don't know that it's Baltimore and New York.
Yeah.
Like everybody in the Central except the White Sox is alive for the postseason right now.
Right. And when you dive down to the deep, you're like, of course, when the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, all the great quarterbacks start getting drafted in the AFC. And you're like, well, it obviously doesn't seem like it matters because no matter what happens, 11-6, 12-5, 13-4, whatever their record is, when you get into the playoffs, you just cannot beat the big boss, and the big boss seems to be Patrick Mahomes, right, just like it was with Tom Brady, which is why I always go back and I think to myself, when they used to pick, you know, Super Bowl favorites or AFC favorites, it was always, do the Patriots still have Bill Belichick and Tom Brady? Yes. Okay, enough said. Next conversation. But we still, I don't know if we've started that this year. Obviously, Mahomes is a favorite to win MVP. The Chiefs are the favorite to win the West, favorite to win the AFC. But there's still people that like to go out there and be like, I don't know, man. Let's see what Houston can do. Let's see what Baltimore can do. It's not like, yeah, it's a foregone conclusion. Like, we still have people on Good Morning Football. They're like, I think the Chargers and Jim Harbaugh can take down the reign of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I just wanted to throw up when you said that. Like,
and that was an actual quote
Chargers.
This morning. And I don't know why we do that. I literally don't know why we do that.
Because it's LA and the NFL is pushing the LA market to be successful. Well, it's the only reason why.
Well, it should be redundant is all I have to say. But even more so, Bob.
But the NFL, you mentioned all those teams, right? Like, mm-hmm. you know, oh, this team can have a chance. Because the NFL sells hope. They do an unbelievable job of convincing all of us that everybody's one player away or one play away from having their season drastically turn. When, in fact, Major League Baseball has had more parity in the game over the last 20 years than the NFL has had parity in the game. Because when you look at the AFC, there's been three teams that have been on top. And that is it. Mm-hmm. That is it. Two quarterbacks and three teams. You know, you had Tampa, you had New England, you had Kansas City, and a hot minute you had Denver with Peyton Manning. That's been it. That's been on top in the AFC. The NFC has had, you know, a bunch of nomads wandering around trying to figure things out. But there's parity in the NFL is not the case at all. There's more parity in Major League Baseball. More teams have an opportunity to win in baseball and do than in the NFL right now. But the NFL has figured out how to sell hope better than anybody else out there right now. And we all lap it up and we all buy in. Because you're right. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, who you taking over that duo?
There's not one duo I would take over them in the entire NFL. Like, it's not even close. I don't take McDaniels or Tua. I don't take McDermott and Allen. I don't take Saleh and Rodgers. The list can go on and on and on forever.
I mean, you can take it one step further and say they're getting to the point where Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to go down as one of the greatest duos in sports history, right? Yep. Like Michael Jordan and Phil Jackson, probably up there. Pop and Tim Duncan, probably up there.
That's a good one. Tom and Bill, for
Tom
sure.
Tom and Bill are going to be up there. And then it's Andy and Patrick. I mean, like, and then Fluff and Tiger.
Love me some of that. We normally don't do Mount Rushmores, but it's always interesting when this individual tries to give his opinion, and that individual is LeBron James. And this kind of started a firestorm in the post-production meeting yesterday. Look, I'm not trying to say it was bad. I love good conversations. But LeBron has his Mount Rushmore of quarterbacks all time. He has one Tom Brady, two Patrick Mahomes, three Joe Montana, four John Elway. Yay or nay on this list?
The first three are undisputed. You Correct. Cannot argue Brady, Mahomes, Montana, whatever order you want to put them in right now, right? I still think Montana with four is ahead of Patrick. He's still third until he gets that fourth this year and three-peats, and then he leaps everybody.
Okay.
But I think right now it's Tom, it's Montana, it's Patrick. And I don't think no matter what Rushmore of quarterbacks you're putting mm-hmm. together, you can have an undisputed – those three are undisputed. You cannot have those three not on your Mount Rushmore. Mm-hmm. So that leaves the fourth quarterback. And
you're okay with John?
I am. Yeah. Okay. I mean, think about how many times he broke hearts here in Kansas City.
Sure.
John Elway was a running quarterback really before the running quarterback became popular. He could do it with his legs. I mean, he had an arm on him. He's known for the drive. He's broken the hearts of Cleveland and Kansas City and was in Super Bowls, you know, in the 80s and, you know, and stood the test of time. And mm-hmm. did Denver really ever have a sub 500 season when John Elway was the quarterback? I don't recall. Like, they were always a very good team. And so it's a very subjective list, but I just don't see how you don't. But he's got a couple of Super Bowls. He took his team to a few more Super Bowls. Like, John Elway was a perennial winner when he was with the Denver Broncos. I'm not going to argue John Elway on that list, just like I probably wouldn't argue Peyton Manning being on that list.
And I'm glad that you said that, because there's a lot of similarities that I can play on that you had with John Elway. I mean, Peyton Manning, how many times did he break people's hearts here in Kansas City?
Yeah.
The no punt game when he went to Denver, of all places. He had to do that as well. And you look at John Elway's record, 148, 82, and 1.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good, right?
70 games over 500, couple of Super Bowl wins.
Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, 186 and 79. Peyton Manning threw for 71,000 yards. John Elway threw for 51,000. Again, I know where you're going.
Different eras,
right?
But Elway wasn't on the top of his era either, by the way.
Right.
He was low in yards in his era.
Fair enough.
Passing more than most, by the way.
And I will say this. Where John Elway was different, right? We remember the drives. Remember the ripping the hearts out of Chiefs fans. Peyton Manning could be the same category as well when it comes to that, as in that sort of regard. But Peyton Manning also did something that we had never really seen before, which was the three plays in one time. I'm going to go to the line, read the defense. And now that's why every offensive set goes down to like 4 seconds, because the quarterback goes out there. You see Mahomes do it all the time. Like, check, check, 4-1 right, 85's the mic, 13, 85, yellow, yellow, wide 80, snaps it. Peyton Manning started that. Peyton Manning also invented in Madden the precision passing, right? Like, I remember that when it came out. And to me, my list is the same as LeBron's, minus Elway. I think the top three are Manning, Montana, Mahomes, and then I believe at the fourth one it is Peyton Manning.
Montana, Mahomes? So you don't have Tom Brady on the list?
Manning, Montana, Mahomes, that's three. I said Brady, Montana, Mahomes,
Elway. Oh, gotcha.
Elway.
Manning. So Manning's your fourth?
Yes. I think Peyton Manning, just because of the way that he kind of like trailblazed the position. He was kind of the prince that was promised, right, in Tennessee. There was always the notion of, like, is he the next superstar in the NFL? First year was rough, and then after that it was Peyton Manning's NFL until Tom Brady came around. And Peyton Manning broke a lot of people's hearts. And Peyton Manning did a lot of good things for football and continues to do good things for football. Whereas John Elway really didn't do any winning until they loaded his roster up with Terrell Davis, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, and that defense that had, like, Atwater and whoever else was on it. But, I mean, again, Elway was a different quarterback in a different era, but Peyton Manning also is just one of those quarterbacks, also a two-time champion, and kind of, in my opinion, did a little bit more for the game, because Elway only won one MVP, right? Peyton Manning's won like six.
Yeah,
but did Peyton Manning win enough, though? Like, I feel like Peyton Manning is kind of that guy where I'm not going to put him in the Aaron Rodgers category of extremely overrated, but I'm going to put him in that category of, damn, I wish I saw more winning from Peyton Manning. But he always had to get through Tom Brady, and it wasn't like he was able to get through Tom Brady a lot, right? It was a very tough task for Peyton Manning. Had Peyton Manning come at a different era and not had to face Tom Brady all the time, we may be talking about Peyton Manning with a ton of championship rings. But he had to beat Tom Brady, and really didn't succeed as much as we would have liked, I think, of him knocking off Tom Brady and knocking off those New England Patriots. And it's like, for me, I look at Peyton Manning, I'm like, God, they got so close so many times and then weren't able to win that Super Bowl. Because he only won that one in Indy, and then he won the one in Denver, obviously, which was on the backs of his defense.
Yeah, went to three. Made three
and won the two. And Elway made four and won the two. But Elway did it also in different eras. Like, he was in the Super Bowl in the 80s, and then he was in the Super Bowl in the late 90s, early 2000s. I mean, that's a wide range of two totally different eras of the NFL. And, you know, no quarterback other than maybe Patrick Mahomes can do it by themselves. You need that surrounding cast, which is why the Chiefs went out this offseason, had Xavier Worthy, Juju Smith-Schuster, you know, why they did what they did, you know, from a wide receiver standpoint, to make it a little bit easier on Patrick Mahomes, because you need weapons around you in order to win. You know, re-signing, you know, Travis Kelce, re-signing Chris Jones, getting all those guys back together and coming here to Kansas City. But I think at times, like, I just look at Peyton Manning and go, damn, I wish he would have won more. I wish he had more championships, because I think he's going to be remembered as a guy that won more championships than he did, or should have won more championships than he did. And so, are we basing it on Super Bowl wins? Are we basing it on yards? Or, like, what are we basing it on to give, you know, that final spot on that Mount Rushmore? I know from the era in which I grew up in, John Elway was a completely different quarterback than anybody saw at that time.
And that's fair. And I think Peyton Manning could also be in that category.
Yeah, but Elway wasn't even the best when he played.
Who would you say was better in that era than
Montana?
Yeah.
Of course. And yeah, Dan Marino was too, statistically. He was better. 7-6 in his first 10 years in the playoffs, by the way. 52% completion, more interceptions than touchdowns, John Elway.
Manning won 38 more games also than Elway, and threw for 200 and, I believe...
How many more games did he play than Elway?
Yeah, probably... I don't know. Peyton, that's a good question.
Peyton played 234 games... Or, I'm sorry, Peyton played in 266 games. John Elway played in 234.
So about 30 games more. So it's two seasons more.
Yeah, two seasons more.
And they both played into their 40s.
Yeah.
But
Manning also beat Brady more than he lost to Brady in the playoffs. We'll mention that.
It's interesting. And I didn't say the Elway Super Bowl numbers... Bob did. So when you say Elway went to 5 Super Bowls.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I thought it was 4.
There was one they went to in like the early 80s, but I don't know if he was the quarterback for that team.
Interesting.
Like there was a Super Bowl that was played in Detroit that I know Denver played in, but I don't think Elway was the quarterback in that one.
Well, you know, one thing Peyton Manning never had to do is give Andy Reid a Super Bowl trophy, so you love to see that.
That's
as close as you got to your third there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Jan. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.